Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We had a couple of questions, injury situations, and we always have the great people from NovaCare here. Rhea, would you please identify our fine doctor?
Yes, we've had him on several times, Dr. Shyam Brahmabhat, orthopedic surgeon with Rothman Orthopedics in Willow Grove and Doylestown. Dr. Brahmabhat specializes in shoulder, knee, and hip. He is the team doctor for Upper Dublin and Abington High Schools, Penn State's Abington campus, and Mount St. Joseph's.
Doc, welcome to the show. How you doing this morning?
I am doing great. Great start for the Eagles. Great game by all.
All right. Well,
thank you for having me on.
There's this medical thing that we keep bringing up, so let's look at it now that we've seen the first game. What do you think is a better way to prepare a player physically for a season? By not putting them out on the field and risking injury, or to get them all work? Because the Eagles got through the first game with only a couple of minor injuries. What do you think? Is it better to wait till the games matter, or is it better to get more work in?
So the NFL released some data saying that the total number of injuries in 2020 preseason was similar to the five-year trend. The incidence of concussion was the same, but they did see a fewer heat illnesses. So I do think that when done in moderation, preseason prepares you for the upcoming season, but injury is a game of chance. So it can happen anytime, whether you're playing preseason or the regular season.
There it is. All right. Now, we had the Eagles only had one unusual injury situation. And, Al, this is where you get a benefit if you listen to the game. You watch the game while listening on WIP,
all right,
which I do. Because they went down to Howard Eskin.
Okay.
And Howard Eskin said, oh, looks bad for Zach Ertz. He has a problem with his hamstring. You're not going to mess with that. I'm pretty sure he's out for the game. 5 minutes later, he's back on the field. They were showing him stretching it out. And now what I'm thinking, Doc, is that it was a cramp, not a pull. How do you know that when the guy's in pain on the sideline? How is a doctor able to determine the severity of an injury like that?
So first of all, hamstrings are a group of three large muscles in the back of the thigh that allow you to bend your leg at the knee. But they're very active with when you're running or jumping. But it can be a recurring injury to athletes. Therefore, a team doc or a trainer will assess the athlete for any tenderness over the muscles, and more importantly, evaluate the agility on the sidelines, just like we saw Ertz on the sidelines running up and down, making sure that he's ready to return to play. So most likely, he had a grade one strain, if anything. And you're right, Angelo, it might not have been a hamstring injury at all.
Yeah, see, I had a whole bunch of biology classes.
You had
crushes,
a hamstring injury, Ange, which surprises me when you said the hamstrings comprised of three large muscles, because I didn't believe that you had those.
I have one large muscle, but that's another story for another day. Dr. Brahmabhat, let me ask you about what happened with the franchise quarterback of the Washington football team. Ryan Fitzpatrick, 38 years old, got hit, and they are now reporting, pending further testing, that, and again, I'm not a medical guy, the ball fell out of his hip socket.
And his hands.
Right. Not a football. I think it's the socket.
Nobody recovered it.
Doc, when that happens, how serious an injury is that for a 38-year-old?
Well, I do want to start off by saying that this is a disclaimer that I do not have access to any medical records, so these are purely my opinions.
Right.
But when you see the injury, he landed on the knee. So what that does is causes an injury to the hip joint. The hip joint is a ball and socket joint, giving it inherent stability because it's such a tight joint. But if the injury is violent enough, it can cause the ball to shift out of the socket. So they called it subluxation. Subluxation is when the ball partially moves out of the socket but returns spontaneously, compared to dislocation, where the ball is completely out of the socket and has to be put back in often. So these injuries can lead to injuries of the cartilage called the labrum, which gives you a suction seal to the hip joint, but it can also cause injuries to the bone. So obviously they'll do an MRI and evaluate the hip joint better today.
Wow, I got to tell you, that sounds brutal. One last thing. Doc, I need your thoughts on Mr. Carson Wentz. So Carson Wentz is your patient, and it's very important he be around other players and teams, that kind of stuff. But he informs you, his physician, that he will not get the vaccine. What would you say to that player who said that to you?
So to me, there's a multitude of reasons. Yes, he calls it a personal decision. But from the medical perspective, if you look at it, Angelo, more than 95% of people who are admitted to hospital right now due to COVID are not vaccinated. So that just puts you at risk. And if you're vaccinated, your chance of dying from COVID is less than 1%. So you know that the vaccine works. So, and the other aspect is, to me, it's a PR aspect. And that is that young kids are looking up to him as well as the NFL to do the right thing for the greater good of the people by slowing down the spike that we've seen recently. So to me, I do think that somebody has to talk to him and say, hey, look, you have the opportunity to do the right thing. Right. But and one more thing. He was holding on to the ball a little too long yesterday as well.
All right, hold on. You're a doctor. You stick to the medical stuff,
yes.
Doc. But here's what I'm about. I just need to know. Do you think that very good argument would work with Carson Wentz?
I think our job is to explain the facts.
Right.
And, yes, he makes his own decision. It's a free world. But I do think that mandates are going to come soon. I'm going to a conference next month, and they've said if you're not vaccinated, you're not going to be allowed into the medical conference.
Wow. That's going to be really troubling for Carson. Dr. Brahmabhat.
Brahmabhat.
I can't say the name.
I write
That's
it down
why
for
Rhea
you.
Does this. Doc, thank you. You're awesome. Thank you, sir.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.